I'm Eddie Small, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we are now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the top university in Scotland in everything we do. Dundee Repertory Theatre is much more than a neighbour to the University of Dundee. As well as being built on ground donated by the university, the theatre has also worked with the School of Humanities to deliver an MLit in theatre studies, a chance for potential playwrights and other theatre professionals to gain hands-on experience of the industry. There have been many impressive theatres in Dundee. With the 20th century and the advent of moving pictures, however, many became cinemas, and once televisions appeared in our homes, many closed their doors completely. Some were transformed for other entertainment, such as bingo halls and dancing. The facade to the 1810 Theatre Royal can still be seen in Castle Street, with the bust of Shakespeare the only indication of what used to take place there. The Alhambra Theatre still stands in Belfield Street. Renamed the Whitehall Theatre in the 1970s, it still offers family entertainment. But there was also the Alhambra Music Hall in East Dock Street, a wooden building that was declared dangerous in 1867 and closed. Music lovers only had to shift their attention to the Dundee Music Hall, located in the old Exchange building in the neighbouring Exchange Street. Dundonians could also choose from Her Majesty Theatre in the Seagate, the Dundee Empire Theatre of Varieties in Rosebank Street, Victoria Hall, later the Gaiety, on Victoria Road, and the cavernous palace on the Nethergate, which held 2,500 people. The Kinnaird Hall in Bank Street, on a site made available by Lord Kinnaird, also held 2,500 people, and the Hippodrome opened at 160 Hawk Hill as a variety house. This later became the Princess Cinema. There is a dedicated band of campaigners who are determined to save the King's Theatre in the Cowgate, which is the largest remaining theatre, but is now a building at risk following years of use as cinemas and nightclubs. By the end of the 1930s, the dominance of cinema meant that there was no designated theatre for drama, but Dundee had the second largest cinema in Europe at the Green's Playhouse in the Nethergate. But in May of 1939, the Dundee Repertory Theatre was founded, and it performed from Forrester's Hall in Nicholl Street. That came to a sad and abrupt end after a fire in 1963, when it had something of a peripatetic existence before settling in the former Duddup Church on Lockie Road. In January 1979, work began on a building that would sit at the north of the elegant Georgian Day Square. When rising prices looked as if they would bring the project to a halt, a public appeal raised £200,000 and the Rep's new building opened in April 1982. Philanthropy was also at the heart of the Caird Hall. Built with money donated by jute manufacturer James Caird, the construction of this and the new City Chamber meant the demolition of the Vault, the Green Market and the 18th century townhouse. Today, Dundee Rep, as it's more commonly known, has been joined by the Little Theatre, the home of Dundee Dramatic Society, who bought the upper two floors of a former jute warehouse in 1936, and there they still perform. The newest addition, the Gardine Theatre in West Ferry, opened first in 1973 as part of the Northern College of Education, but was given a new lease of life as part of Dundee and Angus College's Gardine campus. There is another link between the university and Dundee Rep. The Bonner Hall, which plays a main role in each year's Dundee Literary Festival and many other special events. Built in 1977, it was named after Sir Herbert Bonner of the Jute manufacturing family, who funded the building for the use of the university and the people of Dundee. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox and check out the website. www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.